This is Paul Jablonowski with sonstoglory.com, and I want to sing a song from Hosea chapter 6, verse 3, that I learned when I was in college many years ago, and it's one of my favorite songs. But before I do, I wanted to talk about a convocation that happened 2 days ago on the National Day of Prayer, May 1st, 2014, here in Huntsville, Alabama, because the theme was Hosea 6, 1 and 2, which comes right before this song. And I want to read those scriptures, but I want to just talk a little bit about the meeting because it was very intense. A lady named Tiffany Deona Martin was the one who organized it, and she put together a lot of pastors from the area, but most of all, she brought together the kids that she teaches music and how to worship. She has a website called letswritemusic.com, and she teaches my kids Hebrew at a local school too. It was really over the top. It was a very God-ordained meeting, and I think we'll only see on the other side of heaven what happened, because it reminded me of the scripture in Psalms 8 verses 2 that says, "Out of the mouths of babes and infants you have ordained strength," and some of those translations says, "You have perfected praise," and it's out of praise that the enemies will be still, because the rest of that verse says, "Because of your enemies, so that you may silence the enemy and the avenger." So the Lord puts forth praise in the mouth of babes to silence the enemy and the avenger. And there is an enemy, and there is an avenger. And what I see him coming after in these days is like a Chicago mafia-style fear control mentality. And how does the Lord overcome that? Not through bullets, not through guns, not through armies, but through perfect praise through babes and infants. And what I saw at this convocation was a release of women and children into ministry, which I wrote about last year in my Passover newsletter in 2013. And the Lord had me wash the feet of my wife and release her. And he's had me release and pray for women to be released into ministry in these days, because I believe he's going to use women and children in a very powerful way, because he can declare his will. And it doesn't matter what vessel he uses. He used a donkey in the Old Testament. But it's the weakness that counts, because in our weaknesses, he is strong. And this song from Hosea 6:3 is the answer to the repentance in 6:1, that we repented of our own sins and the sins of our city and of our nation 2 days ago. And then verse 2, about his promise to come back after 2 days, which is the day we live in. 2,000 years since the birth of Christ, and now we live in the time of the birthing of the sons to glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And the answer is to simply press in to know the Lord. So let me sing this song to the Lord, and let it be a prayer and an offering. So let us know, so let us know, so let us press on to know Yahweh. So let us know, so let us know, so let us press on to know Yahweh. His coming back is a certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring and fall rain, watering the earth. Let us press on to know Yahweh, Yahweh, Prince of Peace and Mighty God, send forth your peacemakers throughout the land. Sons to glory, Christ in us, the hope of glory, show us your face, Lord, that we may see your glory, that we may be one. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He will come to us like the rain, like the spring and fall rain, watering the earth. So let us press on to know Yahweh, Yahweh. We love you, we honor you, we bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Yahushua, thank you.